Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
Hi, my name is Maureen Ayers-Luby. I am an obstetrician and gynecologist. I'm based out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I'm going to do a brief introduction into hormone cycles. So the hormone cycle in a female takes about 28 days. We arbitrarily label the first day of the period as the first day of the cycle because there's an outward sign of the beginning of this phase. Even though this is the part most people think about the most, it's actually not all that interesting hormone-wise. Estrogen and progesterone, which are the two female hormones, the level of both these hormones are pretty low. The beginnings of the cycle is all about the brain. The hypothalamus cranks out a hormone called GnRH, which stands for gonadotropin-releasing hormone. Luckily, the name of the hormone tells us exactly what it does. So it releases gonadotropins. The gonadotropins are two different hormones from a different part of the brain called the pituitary gland. The early part of the cycle is a brain-to-brain signaling system, kind of like the control tower of the hormone cycle. The gonadotropin hormones are also labeled so you can easily remember what they do. There's two of them. One is LH, stands for luteinizing hormone, and FSH, stands for follicle-stimulating hormone. The follicle is another word for the egg, so the follicle-stimulating hormone is causing the small eggs to grow. Essentially, it starts zapping all of the eggs at the same time, but then eventually a couple start growing more than the others, growing and growing until one becomes the most dominant follicle of them all. The other hormone, LH, stands for luteinizing hormone. And luteinizing means getting the area around the egg ready to help release the egg and then make that area ready to support a pregnancy. The eggs are located in the ovary itself, so this is where the signals leave the brain and go travel through the body. So this is kind of the end of the brain-to-brain signaling system where we leave the brain, go to the ovary. On cycle day 8, now picture we're in the ovary. The eggs are getting stimulated, and one grows to be the biggest and the best. It's getting ready to break out. There's this yellow padding kind of on the outside of the egg that's getting stimulated, which is the part that the luteinizing hormone has made already. And it's so big you can see it on an ultrasound. It's normal for it to be about 2 centimeters big. Meanwhile, as the eggs start growing, they start putting out the female hormone estrogen. A week later, on cycle day 13, now things are really heating up. The brain is making the two hormones, FSH and LH, which is stimulating the eggs in the ovary. The eggs in the ovary are making estrogen, the female hormone. Once you get to a certain level, critical level of estrogen, this triggers LH, or the luteinizing hormone, to surge up really high to a peak, which in turn signals an egg, and hopefully just one, to break free from the side of the ovary, leaving that little yellow padding behind. The process of the egg breaking away from the side of the ovary is called ovulation. Next, the egg travels down the fallopian tube to the uterus. It only lives for about 12 to 24 hours before it dies, unless it's fertilized and becomes a pregnancy. So you can see how timing is really important in this process. Now we go and think about, this is cycle day 15, the importance of that yellow padding that was left behind when the egg broke off. And it's called the corpus luteum. Remember, the name of the luteinizing hormone's job is to stimulate this. And it makes the other female hormone, the corpus luteum, makes the other female hormone called progesterone. At this point, the LH and FSH levels fall because they've done their job for the month. And the progesterone level then stays high throughout the second phase of the cycle. The egg then takes one path or another. If it's fertilized, it becomes a pregnancy and implants in the sidewall of the uterus, where the lining is thick and ready to nourish a new pregnancy. The corpus luteum, or that yellow padding from the egg, keeps progesterone levels high to maintain the pregnancy. On the other hand, if it isn't fertilized, the whole cycle has to start over again to try next month. So the progesterone levels fall, and when the progesterone level falls, this destabilizes the lining, and the lining sloughs off, resulting in a period and then going back to day one of the cycle.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.